Thank you so much for being a part of the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We appreciate you being a part of the show every single week. Shep bringing a little of the Vegas flavor this morning. Paradise. I already have one person who's, you can find me on the internet. Just find me. Send me messages or whatever. I already have somebody saying, you've convinced me I want to take my wife. And can you give me some pointers on where I want to stay, what I want to do and everything? And I said, no, I told him, I said, I'll answer your email a little bit later on today. So, if you've never done it, it is a great, great time. I look forward to it tomorrow, but you're going to help me next hour by giving me the insight on your favorite teams. That's going to help me judge whether my initial thought process. I went through and I identified who I thought would who I thought were the worst teams in the NFL, which I always think is the sort of easiest way to go about it if you're going to bet NFL over-unders. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But there is one lie being told. And I don't know if this is going to be a popular opinion. I don't care if you know me. I really don't care if it is. But there's been a lie told over and over this week that the U.S. women's national team unified the country. And every time I hear the lie be retold, I'm shaking my head saying, what the blank are you talking about? And are you just head in the sand and oblivious? Because there are two different stories here. If the U.S. women's national team is a sports story, okay, which it is, they absolutely were spectacular, fantastic, awesome. Their story of them as a power on the world stage and a sense of pride for their athletic accomplishments, absolutely. If they inspired the next generation of American females to want to be a part of the soccer scene and do something like that, absolutely awesome. Yes, all of those things are true. But for some reason, then people want to take it to the next level. Well, the U.S. women's team unified the country. Did they really? I don't believe they did at all. In fact, I'm not going to give her any more publicity because she wanted to turn all the publicity on herself in a team sport, which is honestly something that I've never seen before. I'm not going to give her any more publicity, but I know who she hates, who she wouldn't vote for, what she hates about the country, what she doesn't love about the flag, what she doesn't love. Look, the team had an amazing accomplishment. I'm going to tell you this, being married to a woman who immigrated to this country, hearing her respond to all of the rhetoric around the star player who became the centerpiece, who couldn't take the spotlight off herself if she tried purposely and purposefully, being married to a immigrant woman, she was incredibly annoyed. My wife was just like, do any of these people understand what it's like to live in another country? Do they understand what it's like to not live under the red, white, and blue? Is this country perfect? She says, no. And I just asked her. So I just pick her brain. I'm like, I get it. The country's not perfect. But do you know what we did? I don't think people know what we have. And I truly believe that. That people don't know what we have. And instead of being able to just celebrate a great accomplishment for the United States of America and women's soccer, who, by the way, what a total domination of the world stage. And that's so awesome. And if young women were inspired to play soccer from this point going forward, that's spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. But unifying? No. Because you see, if the entire attention was on the U.S. women's national team and the feel-good story of representing the country and doing all those things. That's awesome. I'm all in, but totally bought in. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll buy into the women's soccer for the event, and then I'm off. I'm off the bus. I'm on the bus. I'm cheering. Love it. Watched probably three quarters of the match last Sunday, and then I'm off the bus again. I haven't thought about women's soccer this week, except for the fact that all week long I've been told how unifying the event was. I don't think my brethren in the news media does their research. I don't think they understand what unifies, what unifying means. And so I just ask for a little honesty in the discussion. It's not unifying to draw lines and say, I'm willing to talk to people who agree with me, and I'm going to deride and degrade those who don't agree with me on an issue. That's not unifying. In fact, that's exactly the opposite of unifying. But maybe for some in the news media, that's what passes as unifying. There was nothing unifying about it. Unifying for soccer fans? Yes. A unifying message? No. No, wasn't. And before anyone would take issue, over and over again, I'm somebody who supported a guy like Colin Kaepernick. Only because of the fact that I knew my father would. POW, war veteran. I know that my dad would have said, you have your right to like kneel during the national anthem. You've got that right. If you want to do that. He wouldn't have agreed with doing it, but he would have fought somebody that says somebody has the right to do it. Yeah, and I think there is a big difference. I think there is a big difference. Big difference being, if you want to unify, have a unifying message. If you want to unify, say, I'll talk to everybody. If you want a unifying message, first of all, in a team sport, don't make it all about yourself. For gosh sakes, all about yourself. And to me, that doesn't portray itself as unifying to me at all. So congratulations to the U.S. women's soccer team. You guys are awesome. And your domination and your skill, second to none. Unifying the country? Stop. Because it certainly wasn't unifying in any way, shape, or form to hundreds of people, whether it's on my Twitter feed or otherwise, that just were like, what's unifying about that?